The National Transport Authority says it's considering revising a new Bus Connects route in Dublin just a month after it began operating, after residents said it's causing chaos for commuters. Locals in Chapelizod claim that at rush hour, some journey times into the city centre are as long as walking times, and services are being delayed and cancelled because of congestion. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha de Brary, joins us now. Morning, Sam. Tell us about the problems this community are reporting.
Well, Gavin, on October 19th, the number 80 bus began operating through Chapelizod Village, replacing the previous number 26 service, which ran from Liffey Valley in West Dublin up the North Quays and onto Merrion Square. Residents say the previous service took around a half an hour to reach O'Connell Bridge and was a frequent and reliable bus. However, they say this new route, which runs from Liffey Valley to Rathmines in the south of the city, is causing multiple problems for bus users. Instead of taking the Quays, it turns at Smithfield from the River Liffey, and it regularly gets caught in traffic congestion at rush hour. They say this is leading to services being delayed, sometimes cancelled, and those who attempt to get off buses and connect to other services find them full to capacity. Here's some of their experiences.
I live here in Chapelizod itself. I'm here the last, say, 16 years.
What have the buses been like since they changed in October?
Disgraceful, especially with people with disabilities. Not servicing the people. People leaving early, say 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and not getting into the city centre at all to say 8 o'clock, or if the bus stops at all for them.
We had the 26 bus before, and it was way easier to get into town. But for me, the 80, like, I mean, it's delayed a lot of the times. Like, it says it's coming in 1 minute, and then it comes like half an hour later. So, yeah, it's not good.
Our Eastern correspondent Samantha de Brary is still with us. Locals are planning a protest this weekend to voice their concerns.
Yes, and adding to local frustrations, Gavin, is the fact that there are a number of frequent and more direct services to Dublin city centre running on the C spine on the bypass above Chapelizod Village. However, pedestrians have no direct access to this route, and a promised ramp to allow them to reach the area has not yet materialised. Two of the C spine services also run through the village after midnight, so locals are asking why these can't also service the area by day. And as you said, they're planning a protest in the area this weekend. The Social Democrats TD for the area, Jen Cummins, said she's been inundated with complaints about the service since it began last month, and that when she held a public meeting about the issue, she had to split locals into two separate rooms to hear their concerns. Such was the turnout. She's called on the NTA to find a swift and workable solution. Concerns about the bus route have also been raised with the Minister for Transport by the Fianna Fáil TD, Catherine Arda, and the Sinn Féin TD, Maura Devine, said she's received around 150 submissions from locals on the issue. But she's had no response, she says, from the NTA, and is now requesting the Oireachtas Committee for Transport to invite the new head of the NTA to testify regarding Bus Connects.
What have the NTA said?
Well, the NTA say that its data shows that journey times between Chapelizod and the city centre are broadly the same in the mornings and slightly longer in the evenings. But they do concede that the initial quality of the service has not been as high as needed. It says bus cancellations occur for a variety of reasons, such as shortage of drivers or traffic congestion. And it says on some occasions, buses that get held up in heavier than usual congestion are not then in a position to undertake the scheduled return journey, and that journey has to be cancelled. It says cancellations on the 80 route were less than 2% over the first 3 weeks of November, which it says are well within contractual standards. But it does say it's reviewing options for revising the route of the 80 through the city centre, including an option of continuing it along the quays where there is a bus corridor. And Gavin, this is by no means the only Bus Connects route that has caused local issues since it's been implemented in recent times. But I think the fact the NTA are already saying they're looking at revising this route shows that there are real issues for this area. However, I understand if they do decide to make any changes to the route, they're unlikely to happen overnight, and it could potentially take a number of months.
Sam, thank you. That's our Eastern correspondent, Samantha de Brary. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Karen Carthy has the latest news.